Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And lots of drama going on right now in the AFC South. The Titans, one of their chief rivals in the Houston Texans, some trouble brewing with the quarterback, Deshaun Watson. And to help us talk a little bit more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Brian Smith from the Houston Chronicle. Brian, what's going on? Thanks for taking time to join us.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you joining us. And, Brian, obviously some frustration boiling over between Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans. Where do we think this all began? How long do we think this frustration has been boiling up for Deshaun Watson in this situation?
2017. I mean, you could go back to Deshaun Watson having to take a bus to Jacksonville, punctured lung, and the Texans making some bad decisions, and you know, you could trace this back to his rookie year, but really this goes back to the trade of DeAndre Hopkins, and there were issues before that, and I've been writing about this a ton for the last 5-6 years in the Houston Chronicle and the HoustonChronicle.com, but the nation woke up to the Texans' issues when DeAndre Hopkins was traded for peanuts. Bill O'Brien was still the coach. Bill O'Brien was the only head coach in the NFL with GM power outside of Bill Belichick. And the Texans went so far, you know, Bill Belichick doesn't have that title. He just owns the title because he had won 6 rings and he's the greatest coach of all time. The Texans gave Bill O'Brien that title officially. He went from basically a quasi-interim GM to the general manager of the Houston Texans. And one of his first big moves was to trade DeAndre Hopkins. And while that was going on, they had Jack Easterby, who was pried away from the Patriots after the Bob Kraft scandal. Jack Easterby was brought in, and the Texans have not been the same since Jack Easterby joined this organization. So there's a ton going on within all this. You're looking at an ownership group in the McNairs. They weren't perfect, to say the least, with Bob McNair, but they had stability. They had some level of respectability in the community, especially for being an expansion franchise. Now you have Cal McNair, who is inexperienced, who to the fans just does not know what he's doing. He went more than 2 years without holding a press conference. When he finally did, he wouldn't directly answer anything. Just didn't look like he really had a feel for an increasingly tense situation. And you put all that together, throw it in the dumpster fire, you know, add on more fuel, and then, oh yeah, Deshaun Watson is so mad at you and so frustrated that he's on the verge, all he has to do is say it, he is on the verge of demanding a trade and forcing the Texans to move him.
So, Brian, is it salvageable in your view?
It is salvageable. Potentially. Here's the thing. I just dealt with James Harden. Okay, this is much more of an NBA situation than an NFL situation. You don't see this in the NFL. I mean, I'm sure you can go back through history and find something somewhat comparable maybe 30 years ago. You don't see a team struggle for 20 years to find a franchise quarterback. Houston hasn't had a franchise quarterback since Warren Moon, you know, in 94 with the Oilers. Okay, so I mean, you have to go back 25 years. You finally find that guy. He doesn't have any off-the-field issues that have ever been reported. He's charismatic. He is truly the face of your franchise. He has the best year for a Houston quarterback since Warren Moon. And now the entire country knows that he's one sentence away from demanding a trade. And, oh, yeah, he just signed a 4-year, $156 million contract extension with you. And put together a career year after DeAndre Hopkins was traded and while losing key wide receivers throughout the season. So this does not happen in the NFL. This is more Anthony Davis, James Harden, an NBA type of situation. So is it salvageable? Theoretically, it should be salvageable. The Texans have to get down on two knees. They have to beg for forgiveness. They have to include Deshaun Watson. And then here's the irony of this. Probably the best way to salvage it, to fix it, is to hire Eric Bieniemy. The problem with that is that the Texans had no interest in Eric Bieniemy just a couple weeks ago. They could have interviewed him in person. they thought they were too good for him. They, you know, whatever it was, that whether they, you know, questioned how much of a true impact he had in Kansas City, is it Andy Reid, is it the offense, is it Patrick Mahomes, they did not want to even consider Eric Bieniemy for the head coaching job. They're only doing it now because Deshaun Watson is so bleeped off at them. So, yeah, it could be fixed, but nobody knows what's truly in Watson's head and how mad he really is. And we're gonna find out pretty soon. It's very simple. But he needs to put his name on it. He either needs to say, I want to be traded, or stop with the cryptic, you know, song lyric tweets and just fueling a media storm. You know, the only way it's truly salvageable is if Deshaun Watson cools down.
Brian T. Smith from the Houston Chronicle on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Brian, it's interesting you bring up the ownership part of this, because it reminds me of the Titans and what they were going through a few years ago. Nobody was really stepping up to be in the face of the ownership group at that time, and every decision they made was just a bad one. And Joe and I were talking about this earlier in the show. Like, if you're a Houston Texans fan right now and you've seen DeAndre Hopkins get traded away, one of the best players in the league, and like you said, basically peanuts in return, if this ends up happening and Deshaun Watson is on his way out in Houston, how do you think this fan base responds? Like, I don't know how, like, if you could continue to be a fan of watching all this go down if you're a Houston Texans fan right now.
No, it's a great point. And I've covered the Titans and the Texans in Nashville many times, and I know what that stadium was like just 3 or 4 years ago, and the feeling that, you know, the Titans were stuck at 8-8 or worse than that. And they just, you know, and sifting through quarterbacks, and they just didn't have direction. The Texans will be 100 times worse than that in the immediately interim if they trade Deshaun Watson. Now, if you trade Deshaun Watson, which is a huge if because he hasn't demanded a trade yet, but if you trade Deshaun Watson and you can get a number one overall pick, and let's just say theoretically, and maybe it's a three-team trade, because I don't really, if I'm the Texans and I'm stupid enough to trade Deshaun Watson, I really don't want to trade him within the AFC South, right? You don't want to play this guy 2 to 3 times a year, and he's potentially knocking you out of the wild card game, and he's, you know, in the best way possible, foaming at the mouth to prove you wrong every time. So you would have to think they would at least be smart enough to trade him outside of the division. But if they end up doing that, the only way you could even sell it, and you really can't, is by getting a number one overall pick and drafting a Trevor Lawrence type, right? I mean, you'd immediately have to have somebody that you could potentially believe in and sell. But the problem is the Hopkins and the Bill O'Brien and all the dysfunction and, you know, Jack Easterby and all these other things. And you know, for the city of Houston, which has just been battered, I mean, it was a golden era for all three pro sports teams, Rockets, Astros, and Texans. The last 13, 14 months have just been catastrophic. And not even mentioning attain a World Series title by cheating. If you trade Deshaun Watson, there was like a protest rally of about 150 people, fans holding signs. You'll have 10, 20,000 outside of NRG Stadium the next day. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it and still expect fans to fill up your stadium. The problem is, the Texans have, whatever it is, football, Houston, as bad as the Texans have been, disappointing. They have a season ticket wait list still of about 30,000 people, and fans keep coming out for this team. So at some point, the fans, I mean, if they trade Watson, the fans are going to have to actually put their money where their mouth is and not show up and basically boycott this team if the Texans trade Watson and don't get a Trevor Lawrence, you know, type of situation back.
Yeah, Brian, you've mentioned Easterby a couple times, and it's just, it's interesting. He seems to be the focus of a lot of the fan ire out there. If he's such an issue, like, why is he so important to Cal McNair?
He somehow, I mean, it's straight out of Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings, Shakespeare. I mean, this is not an exaggeration. Jack Easterby, he's not just in Cal McNair's ear. He's on his shoulder. There was the old cartoon from like the 60s where you had the little devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other shoulder. That's Jack Easterby, but he's both of them. I mean, he's the devil and he's the angel. And on some level, it's unfair to Jack Easterby because he's a nice guy. And he's obviously, I'm joking, he's not the devil. But it's not just that there's smoke and then the fire's real. I mean, you have city blocks that are on fire and you have star players that can't stand him. you know, people within the organization that haven't trusted him, not just in the last couple of months, since he walked in the building. And then all the national stories. So, you know, he's not a horrible person, but there's just been way too much. And any other organization, I've been saying this for months, would have moved on. You know, you would have done a buyout. You would have had him resign. He moves on. Okay, it didn't work out. You get a ton of money, and we're quietly going to fix the situation. The only person in the NFL that would have and continues to stand by Jack Easterby this hard is Cal McNair. And he's on the verge of losing Deshaun Watson because of his devotion to Jack Easterby. And Jack Easterby can't win you a football game. He doesn't coach. He's not a GM. He's never laced up before. He wouldn't know how to put on shoulder pads. It just makes no sense except for the fact that this is what the Texans do.
Brian T. Smith from the Houston Chronicle on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Brian, last thing for you here. I mean, obviously, a lot of attention right now on Deshaun Watson. But what about J.J. Watt? What does the future look like for J.J. Watt with the Texans?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that's another huge question mark for this organization. I will say this, and I've been saying this. You know, on some level, you can't say enough good things about J.J. Watt. And he's, you know, for the most part, as real as somebody can be at that level, you know, a local national superstar, you know, even with the injuries. That is J.J. Watt. But if J.J. Watt wants to even reach the conference championship in the next 2 years, if J.J. Watt wants to theoretically win a Super Bowl, there's no better time for him to leave than right now. And you know, I'm not saying that I want it to happen, but I don't know how you're Watt and you watch all this and you were as publicly frustrated. I mean, just steaming this season, couldn't make it through a Zoom interview without the screen shaking, and you stick by this organization. Now, if they hire Eric Bieniemy and they salvage this, and Deshaun Watson comes up publicly and says, you know what, you know, we're all moving past this and we're going to go, I still don't know how the Texans are better than 9-7, 10-6 for the next couple years because the roster is so thin and they don't have any salary cap space and all these things. So if you're J.J. Watt, if you're ever going to leave, now is the time to leave. And the thing is, you would have so much cover. The fans wouldn't be mad. The fans would understand. If he's going to do it, now's the time to do it.
Brian T. Smith from the Houston Chronicle has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexo. Brian, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us. And going to be very interesting to see how this plays out with Deshaun Watson.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely. And when we come back, we'll discuss that. Do we actually believe that the Texans are going to allow Deshaun Watson to be traded? And if they do, where could he end up? We'll discuss that when we come back. And make sure you're tuning in tonight from 4 to 6 p.m. for the off-season preview show as Jared Stillman and Teron Davenport break down the upcoming off-season for the Two-Tone Blue. Tonight's off-season preview show is brought to you by Corner Pub, Farm Bureau Health Plans, your Middle Tennessee Kubota dealers, and Wholesale Inc. powered by RumbleOn.com. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.